Welcome to Behind the Scenes of Project Foxtrot, a series that explores the creation and making of the drama mystery podcast. I'm the host, Tom Zupcich, and today I'm with Diasek Burnet, Ella Matthew, and Shelby Turner, the leads of our show. Hi, guys.
Hey, Tom.
How you doing?
Thank you for being with us. Diasek plays Chief Rick Graves, Ella plays Mara, Blake's mom, and Shelby plays Peggy Parker. Now, just to kind of start off, you guys all come from a background of film and theater. And so I want to hear a little bit from each of you, starting with Diasek. What was it like hopping into the medium of podcasts?
Well, I think one of the most challenging things for me was that I didn't have my co-cast member standing in front of me to feed off of. That was probably the most challenging part. You know, you get it's a different vibe, a different energy when you could, you know, actually read the body language of your castmate and feed off of that and respond to that. This, I was just responding to a microphone, my script, and the wonderful direction I was getting. So that was one of the toughest parts for me.
Yeah, I totally agree with Diasek. It was very difficult for me. I shouldn't say very difficult, but an adjustment not to have my co-star or scene partner actually like reading something with me. Mary did a great job, but it was interesting just because I knew that, you know, Mary wasn't actually Chief Graves, so it was kind of hard to reconcile that fact in my mind. And I think it was interesting because I'm not really used to sound being an emphasis when I've worked on set before. It's kind of the one that it's important, but it's not really worked on. So having it be the focus was definitely really fantastic, but different than what I was used to working with.
Yeah. And Shelby, what about you?
Yeah, I would have to agree. I mean, whenever you don't have like an actual person in front of you that you can connect with, it's always challenging. But I think it was like the other challenging thing was, okay, say that exact same line slower or emphasize this word and like do, you know, say it quicker, all these different things. And in a way, that was super fun, and you can really give a variety, but I think in a way it was a challenge too, because you're trying to see the whole project and see where you're at in that whole project, and hopefully you're giving that right emotion for that exact thing with your other, you know, cast members, so.
Yeah, of course. That's so cool to hear and so really fascinating to hear how that all works. Especially one thing I kind of wanted to ask is because, again, you know, you don't have the physicality to like show your emotions through face. You can only use your voice. Were there certain things that you guys feel like you had to do to prep for your characters, not just like vocally, but also emotionally? And I want to, Ella, start with you to hear about that.
Yeah. So I think something for me was definitely making sure that I was able to talk to Mary about exactly what she wanted from the character, but then also talk to her about the other characters that I was relating to, just because I didn't have the person who was playing them there to talk with. So it was actually really cool to get Mary's perspective on everyone right there. And then during the actual recording, it was actually helpful for me to close my eyes and kind of imagine the scene rather than just be staring at the script or at the microphone, because then I had a little bit more emotional presence to the character and the scene, as opposed to not having anything, because I am used to having other people to play off of in that way.
Oh, of course. Yeah, I can imagine. Shelby, what about you?
Vocally, it was actually kind of funny because I remember either I was getting over a cold or like I had a throat thing, and my voice was like much deeper than my natural voice, and I just played with it. Like, it actually totally fit for Peggy. So I mean, that always happens, you know, you never know what your voice is going to do right before anything. But I went with it, but I found that I actually found more of the character through voice. And even when I was recording, I went and I put on like my best version of a detective uniform, you know, to very much like feel the character, even though, you know, I'm just in the studio by myself. And even wearing like shoes that like grounded me in the character that I think that Peggy would wear, that really helped me to like, no matter what, like, I know this character, so, like, who I am, you know, even though I can't act with other people, then I could stay grounded in her and just go with that emotionally. So that was pretty neat.
Yeah, I totally have to piggyback off of Ella and Shelby to that degree. It was the sensory awareness, the imagery awareness, and the spatial awareness. That was the tough part, performing in front of a microphone, but yet you still wanted to physically embody the character, their nuances mm-hmm. when you're in certain scenes. So I really just had to dig deep, like Ella said, close my eyes and imagine, because when you're live and you have your partner in front of you or you're in the scene, you have all the physical props around you to help you with that. So that's, again, another challenging part. Hopefully I was able to, overcome it and, just really dig deep and imagine that, the smell of the woods and the imagine the dog jumping in my lap. So I really had to dig deep for that.
Oh, that's awesome. Another thing I kind of want to ask each of you guys is what did you like the most about your characters, each of you? And starting with Diasic, I want to really like hear what you liked most about Chief Rick Graves, because I especially enjoy your performance of him.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Tom. I appreciate that. Well, one of the things I liked about the character was he was a genuine, really caring individual. He really wanted to find out. He really wanted to do what's best for the people around him. Really one of the admirable aspects of this particular character. He's a homegrown guy that are just, something that you could really admire. He's a character that you could really admire and really latch on to. So it's one of the things I really liked about him.
Shelby, what about you?
I loved Peggy. I love her. She's actually very different from me. So in a way, she was a challenge because she's a very guarded, very like, I don't trust you type of person. And that's kind of the opposite of me. I'm very open and I usually give people the benefit of the doubt. I try. And she had a rough life and, losing her brother and her mother has dementia. And that's something that's actually pretty dear to my heart. My grandmother has dementia and I helped take care of her. And so that was kind of a really cool comparison because I didn't know that that was going to be in the script when I attached to this project. So I was really able to dive into her and relate to her in some ways, but then I really liked her overcomings and challenges. So she's a softie at heart, but she's hard on the outside. And that's what I liked about her character for sure.
Oh, that's great. Thank you so much for sharing that. And Ella, what about you?
So I liked Mara because Mara, I felt like, was kind of a unique character in that she was a very central piece of what was happening, but she was very detached from what you might call like the action of the story. She's not a detective. She's not nosing things out, trying to figure out what's going on. She's solely concerned with her son and her family, and she's kind of roped into everything just based on who she is. But it's not something she's actively trying to be a part of. If that makes sense. And I really appreciated that perspective because I think it brings a sort of, I guess, relatable quality to me for sure playing her, but then also to people who might be listening because she's a mom and she's been through a lot and she's just caring about her children and about other people's children as well, but not in a way where she's actually out there looking for clues and interviewing people. She's just trying to be the best mom that she can. And I mean, that's something that speaks to me. I want to be a mom someday. And it was interesting playing her because she's lived a life very different from me. She was a recovering alcoholic and she had a child. She lost a child. She got married. She had more children. She got a child back. It's definitely a process that I've never been through. But that's what I liked about her. She was a challenge, but she also had a lot of those very basic qualities of motherhood and compassion and strength that I think everyone can appreciate and relate to.
Yeah, of course. And again, you guys have done each such a great job. I really love hearing your process, hearing how you guys accomplish these characters. I've had the wonderful opportunity to listen to the show a few times and, I can hear the depth that you guys give to these characters. And, just as we're kind of like wrapping up, just a bit of like a final question. We obviously kind of discussed like what were the difficulties, and Shelby, you touched upon it a little bit, but I'm kind of curious as kind of like a bit of a wrap up question, what was the most surprising thing you learned in the recording process, regardless if it was about that was something different in regards to making it recording for a podcast, or just like something surprising you learned about you as an actor or with your character?
This was, I touched a little bit on just like the difference between a hyper focus on sound rather than everything. But something that was actually really surprising for me when I listened to it after recording everything, I was listening to it with my husband, and the therapist session between Blake and his therapist, I remember reading the script and getting a completely different interpretation than what the actor who played the therapist was doing, because I thought the therapist was really shifty when I was reading it. And I was like, this guy's so in on it. I know it. And I remember playing Mara that way, but then he sounded really authentic in the recording. I was like, oh, this sounds like a really great therapist. And so I thought it was interesting how the authenticity of the therapist then kind of clashed with the aggression that I kind of played Mara with during the scene where she confronts him. But it worked out really well. So I thought that was really cool, where even though I was playing something totally different than what it ended up being, it still, I guess, sounded good to me anyway.
Yeah, I thought it sounded great.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I guess I'll just piggyback off of that. Like, there were times where I had, even just with the script, like between me and Mary, like, you know, I was had a certain interpretation of this monologue or this scene. And then Mary would come with a nuance, like, actually, there's a twist to that, because there's so many twists and turns in this story. And that was really cool. So in a way, that kind of happened to me in the recording process, where I would come in with an action, or I'd come in with, like, you know, these prepared things, and then get there and we would work it out right then and there, and be like, yeah, it's that, but it's deeper, or yeah, let's actually, I like that better, or let's try this. You know, I love that aspect about, film and acting in general, but that was really cool in the podcast world, because then you can just, it's just such a, sometimes it's just a slight nuance or manipulation in your voice or tone. Even tone was a huge factor. So, that was kind of the same thing, but that's cool, Ella, that it turned out in the actual final thing.
Thank goodness.
That's neat. Yeah, that's cool.
Oh, I have to, you know, definitely echo both of them. I was surprised at the outcome of the recording. And I say that this way because after listening to it, it's like, wow. But there were some twists and turns. And like Shelby said, I came in with one intention, but after we, mm-hmm. Mary and I, we worked through it, I did it. And then the recording, it was almost like, I said that way? It was almost surreal. Like, I said one thing, and when I heard the recording, I'm feeling like, oh my God, that turned out even better than I'd even imagined it when I was doing it. So I was really surprised at how well the project turned out, and how, again, like Shelby said, the slightest intonation in your voice can change an entire the way the scene is going. So yeah. that was like, I, again, my first podcast, I didn't know how crucial that was in terms of just really honing in on how you say a word and how it comes out in the final recording. So I was very surprised by that, and very, very glad that it turned out really, really well.
Wow, that's awesome to hear from all you guys. And like, again, like I mentioned, love hearing the whole process, and you guys, again, did a fantastic job. Thank you guys so much for joining this interview.
Oh, thank you, Tom. Thanks for having us.
And be sure to tune in next week for the finale of Project Foxtrot, and stay tuned for another behind-the-scenes look. Bye.